Today, Arkansas Business is releasing its annual look at the 75 largest private companies in Arkansas. Joining me to discuss this is editor Gwen Moritz. And Gwen, tell me what you're seeing in this latest study.
Well, we do this list every year. This is the 27th time we've surveyed companies all over the state. And what we're seeing is improved revenue in 75% of these companies that made our cutoff, and in many more that weren't quite big enough to make the top 75, we're seeing an upturn. We're seeing lumber and timber companies saying, yeah, we think maybe if we haven't turned the corner, at least we've come around the bend, you know. We're seeing transportation companies like Maverick in North Little Rock saying, I could hire 500 drivers today if they could walk through the door. We're seeing several of the companies have been growing through acquisitions, which generally means that they're feeling good about the future. And in some of the businesses they're buying, these are businesses that have already survived the recession. These are not businesses that are crumbling. They're buying other good, profitable existing businesses and growing that way. And so for the first time in several years, I'm feeling much more optimistic from what I'm seeing reported out of these companies. And the good news is this was actually numbers that for their fiscal 2013, you know, we have to give them a few months into the new year to get their books closed and figure out, you know, exactly how much revenue they had. So all of this data is actually, even though we've just collected it, it's actually a few months old, and it was good.
Does this suggest that we've made a full recovery from the recession?
Well, if you look at some of the individual companies, they're bigger than they ever were before the recession. It just depends on the company. The timber companies are not quite back where they were, and they may never get quite back where they were, especially job-wise. Automation in some of the manufacturing areas means that they'll never need quite as many people as they used to need in those jobs. So to say we're completely over it, I'm not sure we're ever going to be completely over what happened to our economy in this country. It has been changed permanently by the Great Recession, but we're seeing things improve. We're seeing better things especially out of these largest of the private companies.
A lot of companies changed how they did business during the recession. What kind of trends have you seen, and how are companies operating now that's different from how they were before the recession?
Oh, that just depends completely on the industry. The hospitals are staffing differently than they used to, and they are looking at different sources of payment than they used to, because we're now having had so many changes in our insurance landscape. That's a hard question to answer in general, because we have so many different industries represented on the list. And in our issue today, you can see that we do break down different industries and the trends within those industries, and take a look at different companies from different geographic areas of the state.
Gwen Moritz is editor of Arkansas Business. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Michael.
Michael Heplin, KUAR News.